Evet, Okocha. Hier ist der Okocha. JJ Okocha. Immer noch. JJ Okocha. Noch ein Tier.
Und ich sage, oh, what a goal. Sunday Odyssey. With a wonder strike.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 71 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. And boy, oh boy, have I got a very, very good episode in store for you guys, listeners, today. Today is Friday, January 19th, and we are officially one day after Nigeria's huge, huge 1-0 win over the host, Ivory Coast. I mean, it's nice to even be recording a podcast with positivity about Nigeria for a change, you know, like... Anyway, I'm absolutely buzzing. What a performance. We're going to get into that. And we're going to touch on the other games in AFCON and also previewing the game against Guinea-Bissau on Monday. So first of all, the same way when you criticize with your chest, you have to praise with your chest. Shout out to Jose Pesero, man. Like, Nigeria yesterday, it gave me so much joy, man. I'm still feeling the energy this morning, to be honest. Just tactically excellent. What did we do? We won 1-0, as you know, courtesy of a pen from Chust Ekong in the 55th minute after Victor Osimhen was fouled in the box. It did need VAR's intervention for that to be given. But anyway, we move and we are grateful. Chust Ekong absolutely smashed the penalty straight down the middle of the net. And honestly, I thought we were very, very good value for our win. The stats may show certain things that look different. But in terms of our performance and managing the game properly, I thought we were absolutely superb. I mean, starting lineup for the game, Pesero changed to a 3-4-3 with three centre-backs in the team. So Semi Ajayi and Ekong retained their place and Calvin Bassey came in to be the left centre-back. Zaidu Sanusi and Ola Aina continued to play as the wing-backs. Onyekani will be started in midfield. So essentially, the only change was... I mean, and then up top, we had Chukwueze, Lookman, and Osimhen. So the only changes were Moses Simon coming out for Chukwueze and Calvin Bassey coming into the lineup for the injured Alassane Youssouf. And boy, oh boy, did Calvin Bassey do super well. In terms of game recaps, just to give you a quick rundown of the key moments in the game. In the third minute, Nigeria had our first chance on goal. Frank Onyeka with a very wayward shot. In the sixth minute, Kwame, the striker for Fiorentina for the Ivory Coast, headed wide. Seventh minute, we had our first big miss. And I know people have been talking about Victor Osimhen and his big misses in the AFCON so far. This one, he got played clean through by Ademola Lookman, one-on-one. Was it Chukwueze? Lookman and Chukwueze played him in, and Osimhen was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And he used his left foot, and it was really, really bad finish. Because we could have gone 1-0 up and settled the nerves in the 7th minute. Just after our chance in the 8th minute, we saw Stanley Nwabali come in and actually make his first big save off Kwame as well. Sanusi made a mistake in the back of the defense. Just wayward header. And Nwabali had to, you know, stand big and the ball hit his body and went out for a corner kick. 14th minute, Evan Ndika of Roma had a shot straight at Stanley Nwabali as well. And in the 21st minute, Chukwueze got set up by Lookman, but his shot got blocked well. I thought it was quite a good opportunity. 30th minute, Sekofana tried his first trademark long shot, but straight at Nwabali again. It seems like all the shots from the Ivory Coast players just kept going straight at our goalkeeper. And I'll say after the 30th minute, it was all Nigeria for the first half. In the 36th minute, Semi Ajayi had a chance from a corner kick, but inadvertently used his hand and it went wide. Zaidu Sanusi shot wide, full in the corner in 45th minute, wayward shot. And in the 47th minute, just before halftime, Chukwueze then had an opportunity to square Lookman in and he overhit his pass yet again. Second half, 50th minute, we saw the big moment of the game. Osimhen, trying to get a loose ball, got fouled by Evan Ndika, who kicked him on the shin behind his leg. Shout out to Osimhen for the street smartness of staying on the ground. That's the kind of moment that if you don't play your cards right or you're not street smart, VAR may have overlooked it, and that would have been very, very stupid. So shout out to Victor Osimhen on that one. As is custom with Nigeria, it looks like the captains tend to take the penalties. I remember Troostekong Kong taking a penalty in our World Cup qualifier against Ghana. And to be fair to us, our captain on the pitch, he absolutely thumped that straight down the middle, settled the nerves, and was just a brilliant game. Following our goal, Nigeria, we maintained momentum for the next 10, 15 minutes of the game. We saw Nwabali make a big punch. He just looked so commanding, but I'm going to get to Nwabali later. Osimhen then had a great chance in the 61st minute following the Olaino throw-in, but he just headed it just wide. That was really, really close. 62nd minute, Chukwueze should have put Lookman in again. He ran through the pitch because at this point, Ivory Coast are looking for the equalizer and they're just leaving a lot of space in their defense. So we had so many counter-attacking opportunities where our decision-making just lets us down in the final third, particularly Chukwueze, because he should have put Lookman in that moment in the 62nd minute. 65th minute, we saw Diomande head wide for the Ivory Coast. 71st minute, Pesero made his first change, bringing on Moses Simon for Samuel Chukwueze, which is probably the right thing to do. And then we had to withstand a tiny bit of pressure from Ivory Coast. 72nd minute, we saw a break for Pepe. Excellent hands from Nwabali as well. He went down and scooped the ball off from Pepe. I thought he was really, really commanding in that moment. And then Sekofana shot wide. Shortly after that, Ndika headed wide again from a corner, but it didn't really threaten the goal. 78th minute, we saw Bright Osayi-Samuel coming for Lookman. So Osayi-Samuel actually played as a right winger. And for keen listeners, you will know that Osayi-Samuel actually started his career as a right winger. So he's been converted to a right back by Fenerbahce. But when he was at QPR, he always played as a right winger. So do not be too surprised seeing him occupy those positions in certain moments in the game for the national team. And then Kenneth Romero came on for Zaidu Sanusi, with Calvin Bassey playing the final 12 minutes of the game as a left wing back. 82nd minute, Nigeria had yet another chance to settle the game. Bright Osayi-Samuel with a great run, but once again, last minute decision making letting us down. Held on with the ball too long, should have either shot or laid the ball in for the other player. And then in the 84th minute, we had another 3-on-2. Yet another opportunity to break and score. But Osimhen made a very, 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 very bad pass. 87th minute, Osimhen then came off for Paul Onuachu. Initially, I was criticizing Onuachu being brought on. But I thought Onuachu did very, very well as a target man to just break up the play, win fouls, be a disturbing presence in the center, in the Ivory Coast back line, and just be a nuisance. You know, I thought Onuachu was a bit slow, but he did his job. So, you know what? Today, we're in a good mood, and all we're doing is praising. So, great performances. Ola Aina, hey, right wing back for the Super Eagles. Mr. Versatile, Mr. Lulu, we can play left back, left wing back, right back, right wing back. I think he even plays center back if he needed to, but Ola Aina was brilliant. I mean, I know what he was doing, sagging his pants with his baggy shorts, but in terms of performances on the pitch, he was incredible. Locked off his attackers, every single moment he had, made the right decision constantly on the ball, was brilliant defensively, and was also an outlet up front as in, on the right wing. So just excellent performance for Lionel. Shout out to him. I thought Ademola Lookman was excellent yet again. I mean, he was moving me. Like, his performances were just, what's that thing? As he paid them, they sweet us. It was just sweeting me, man. I was watching Lookman. I was like, if I ever hear slander or Lookman's name again, it's not going to be funny. He was just brilliant. Like, I thought he was an absolute nuisance for the Ivory Coast, and no surprises there. Calvin Bassey was also really, really good. I think especially in the final moments of the game, the last 20 minutes of the game, when Ivory Coast were really desperate and threw the kitchen sinker at us, I'm telling you, everything, Bassey blocked it. Every time their right winger tried to cross the ball, Bassey was there, blocked the shot. It was almost like men against boys. He was like, get this shit away from my face, man. What are you on about? So, Calvin Bassey, shout out to you. Troostekong, very, very assured. Mr. Capitano, great pen. You know, assured performance. Didn't put a foot wrong. And I thought all four of them were excellent. And I don't ever want to hear any talk about, oh, the foreign-born players don't care about Nigeria as much as the home-based players. That is absolute bullcrap. Nigerians are Nigerians, wherever you are, wherever you're born. The same Nigerians that will be trying to attach to Anthony Joshua or someone that's not born in Nigeria to claim them as the pride of Nigeria. All of a sudden, when Super League is not performing well, they want to look for the easiest way to critique players. It's absolute nonsense, and it needs to stop. So shout out to those four players. Stanley Nwabali, goalkeeper, I have to shout him out. Man, I know he didn't get that. He wasn't tested as much as he could have been because a lot of the Ivory Coast shots were just straight at him. but still he was commanding. He didn't drop any balls. He didn't make any mistakes. You could see the aerial presence and the confidence. Like, any ball that was in the air, he grabbed it. Even the way he was, like, marshalling the defense and telling them, like, calm down, move the ball here. Or even managing play and telling the ball boys to chill out. Like, you know, even got his yellow card for time wasting. Just smart goalkeeping play. So, Stanley Nwabali, shout out to you. And if you want to give credit to MPFL, I know he was at the MPFL until maybe a year or two ago when he moved to Chippa United in South Africa. But my word, Nwabali moved me, man. Shout out to him. And then finally, Frank the Tank Onyeka. I've been criticizing Onyeka. I've wanted him dropped for this game. But Frank Onyeka said, hold my beer. I'm a super eagle midfielder. And honestly, he was really, really, really good. I thought he broke up so many Ivory Coast players and he really put his body on the line. Like, there was even a moment when Ivory Coast was trying to break and I just saw Onyeka's long leg just lunge, kick the ball out. I was even thinking to myself, man, I hope he hasn't done his hamstring or anything. But man, it was a real man performance from Frank Onyeka. So shout out to him. Not so good, not so shit. Middle ground, obviously, we got to say Victor Osimhen. Victor Osimhen won the penalty for Nigeria and was a constant nuisance in to the Ivory Coast backline. But once again, Osimhen should have scored at least one goal today. You know, we have to take our big chances. Yes, he creates chance for himself. And yes, you could say there's pressure. But I thought he should have done better with some of the opportunities he had. But nevertheless, shout out to our star player. He will still come good in this AFCON. And mind you, he has one goal and one assist. He's literally been decisive in every single goal Nigeria scored, despite the misses. Also, middle ground, I was going to play him as bad, but he also made some timely interventions once he steadied on Zaidu Sanusi. Sanusi is such an enigma of a player. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, some of the things he does defensively are just like, how does this guy play for Porto? But then he'll do certain things like show you his engine or how he's able to maybe make certain interceptions, and you're like, oh, Sanusi, that's you, man. So I thought those were the two that were not so good, not very good, but not so shit either. And then bad, Samuel Chukwueze. Oh, my God. I really want Chukwueze to do well because I know what he could do. Chukwueze started his national team career very well. Had a very, very good 2019 AFCON. And it's just tailed off a little bit for him. In his defense, he was a threat. And he moved the ball well. I thought when he played closer to Osimhen as well, he really, really shone. But the problem is his decision-making in the final third was nothing to write home about. Always overhitting the pass at the right moment or not laying off the ball at the right time. It was just that final minute decision-making. So hopefully Chukwueze could sort it out. I personally would like to see him continue to start in the final group game so he could build his confidence. He wasn't that bad, but he needs to be called out for his decision-making for sure. Final thoughts, new formation, defensive now, very assured. I mean, I don't think we'll play three centre-backs against the so-called lesser opponents, but we found a template to go against the best of the best. And I'm not going to lie to you, if we do that in the hosts, Ivory Coast in their backyard, I had a national holiday was declared for this game on Monday. And to do that with the pressure and everything that's riding on Nigeria after drawing our first game against Equatorial Guinea, man, bravo, man. Honestly, like, so proud. They made me so happy. Best Pissarro-coached game for the Super Eagles, for sure. I don't think that's a debate. And one other interesting thing for me, I don't know why Sanusi's still on set pieces, but I find that one very interesting because I don't think I've ever seen him take a set piece for Porto in my life. Anyway, that's Nigeria. Shout out to the Super Eagles. They've made us very, very happy and we can enjoy our weekend in peace. Now, moving on to other group game, Equatorial Guinea destroyed Guinea-Bissau 4-2. Emilio Nsue with a hat-trick. The first AFCON hat-trick since 2008. I mean, what a player, what a performance. So shout out to Equatorial Guinea. All of a sudden, us drawing against Equatorial Guinea don't look so bad, especially because we dominated the game and we should have beaten them. But it must be said, Guinea-Bissau were really, 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 really poor. So how does that leave the groups right now? Equatorial Guinea are top with 4 points from two games. They have a goal difference of +2. So they're just above Nigeria on goal difference. Nigeria were second. We have a +1 goal difference and 4 points on the board. Ivory Coast have 3 points on the board. And the Minnows, Guinea-Bissau, have 0 points after two games. Moving on to our game against Guinea-Bissau on Monday. This is a team that we've played in the last AFCON. We beat them 2-0, courtesy of Sadiq Omar and Chust Akong scoring. This game will be on Monday, 6 p.m. Nigeria time. I am expecting Pissarro to change his formation slightly. to play for the back right of five. So I will anticipate Semi Ajayi dropping out for Alassane Youssouf if Alassane Youssouf is fully fit. So I'd expect a defense of Nwabali in goal, Sanusi and Aino, left back, right back, Ekong and Bassi at centre backs, Youssouf and Onyeka in the middle, which will allow Iwobi to move forward and play almost like a cam. And then I expect Lookman to start on the left wing. And we may see Moses Simon come in for Chukwueze, but either Chukwueze or Simon will play on the right wing. And Victor Osimhen will most definitely start the game up top. Score predictions for the game, I think we will beat Guinea-Bissau 3-0. But the key storylines for the game, we must not be complacent. We have to take our chances and we have to improve our decision-making. It's paramount, especially because this is when the crunch time starts. In the other group game taking place on Monday, Ivory Coast will play Equatorial Guinea. That's going to be a super tough game for them because Equatorial Guinea have 4 points. Their confidence is high. And Ivory Coast as the host will be feeling the pressure to win. The good news for Nigeria is we beat Guinea-Bissau by at least 2 goals. And we have a great chance of topping the group. Unless Equatorial Guinea beat Ivory Coast 2-0 or 3-0, which is very, very unlikely. So that's it for Nigeria and our group. Now moving on to the other AFCON games that have taken place since the last episode of the podcast. On Tuesday, we saw Burkina Faso beat Mauritania 1-0, luckily with the last-minute Bertrand Traoré penalty. And then that same day, Tunisia, another shock of AFCON, lost 1-0 to Namibia. Namibia were absolutely fantastic, and they scored a goal in the 88th minute, courtesy of Dion Hoto, after a fantastic cross from the number 9 from Namibia. So shout out to Namibia. Mali beat South Africa 2-0 on Tuesday as well. South Africa missed the penalty in the first half and really, really good. But this is why AFCON is a real men's tournament. Mali just said, you know what, shout out to you guys, but we're taking over now in the second half. And to be fair to Mali, that's exactly what they did. They scored two quick 1-2 punch goals in the 60th and 66th minute, courtesy of Hamari Traore and Lassin Sinayoko. And then to round up the games on Wednesday, we saw a Moroccan masterclass against Tanzania. 3-0. A lot of the players are well-known because of the World Cup now. Romain Saïss opened the scoring, as did Unai with a brilliant goal from Morocco. Remember Unai having a stellar World Cup. And El Nesyri, top number 9 for Morocco, with the final goal to make it 3-0. And then later that night, we saw Zambia draw 1-1 against Congo. It must be said, Congo were very unlucky. They drew 1-1, but they dominated the game. Kangwa scored a great goal from Zambia. Before you and we saw Brentford scored the equalizer for Congo. So that was it for the group, for the game week one games of AFCON. And then yesterday, apart from Nigeria winning 1-0 and Equatorial Guinea 4-2, we also had a proper AFCON classic game between Egypt and our neighbors, Ghana. Mohamed Kudus, what a player. Exceptional performance. Two great goals, especially his first goal. I mean, as an Arsenal fan, I was thinking, why the hell did we not sign this boy, for Christ's sake? But it must be said, Mohamed Salah came off in the 45th minute, and Egypt played better without Mohamed Salah. Explain that one to me, guys. I saw Omar Mamouche and Mustafa Mohamed score the goals. Those are the two big threats after Salah in the Egyptian national team. And I mean, it's hanging in balance for all teams, but good luck to all of them. For their final round of games. Now, what games do we need to look forward to between now and Monday? Today is Friday, January 19th. We'll see the Group B clash between Cape Verde and Mozambique take place at 3 p.m. Nigeria time. If Cape Verde win this game, they will qualify for the next round. That means they'll have 2 wins out of 2. And then at 6 p.m. Nigeria time, we have a big clash between Senegal and Cameroon. Let's see if Andre Onana starts that game and what the Senegalese could do to them. And then rounding up the fixtures tonight, we see Guinea play against Gambia at 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow on Saturday, we see Algeria play against Burkina Faso in a heavyweight clash in Group D. And then, I mean, this is at 3 p.m. Nigeria time, 2 p.m. UK time. 6 p.m. tomorrow, Mauritania play Angola before Tunisia and Mali play at 9 p.m. tomorrow. As I said, Tunisia and Mali, they have a lot of history. That's the game where the referee blew the whistle after 86 minutes in the last AFCON. And Tunisia also beat Mali to go to the 2022 World Cup. So that should be a great, great game. And then finally, on Sunday, Morocco played DR Congo at 3 p.m. Zambia played Tanzania at 6 p.m. before South Africa round up the group, the game week two games against Namibia at 9 p.m. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. I'll be bringing you an episode after our game against Guinea-Bissau on Monday. Thanks for all the support, and may Nigeria continue to flourish like we've done. in yesterday's game. Please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nigeria Football Weekly, or follow us on everywhere, every DSP where you can get a podcast. Remember to also follow us on our social media channels. On Twitter, we are at NFWPOD. And on everywhere else, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, it's Nigeria Football Weekly. I appreciate every listener. Take care. And once again, let's go Super Eagles. Nigeria know they ever carry last. I'm telling you, man. Woo!